Hey, fellow Freedom fans are back. We've got a businessman. Oh, by the way, you're listening to the Faith and Freedom Show. It's the top of the hour. I'm David Allen Carmichael. I talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. And I'm going to talk about an article here. This came out in the abcnews.com. It says, healthcare stirs up Whole Foods CEO. That's the name of the company, Whole Foods CEO, Charlie Echo Oscar. John Mackey, customers boycott organic grocery store. This is interesting. This is by an Emily Friedman. Let's see what it says. Joshua says, I will never shop there again, says Joshua, 45-year-old blogger who asked that his last name not be published. Come on, Joshua, you chicken. What's your last name, Joshua? I will never shop there again. Michael Lent, another Whole Foods enthusiast in Long Beach, California, told ABCNews.com that he, too, will turn to other organic groceries for his weekly shopping list. He says, I'm boycotting Whole Foods because all Americans need health care. Now, watch this. He says, because all Americans need health care. This guy is boycotting this guy's food store because all Americans need healthcare. And what we're going to do is we're going to find out why the CEO of this company angered those who would consider themselves most likely progressive. It's a progressivism-ism. So, because all Americans need healthcare. This is insane. Now, what this is not censorship. See, the government telling you that you cannot speak is censorship. Government telling you that you can't say trashy stuff that's polluting the airwaves, not just opinions that people don't like, but actually disgusting things that make everybody sick and you don't need to listen to it. That's a whole different issue. Okay, that's called censure. So when we put somebody on hold because they are talking from comma to comma to comma, with lots of ands, ors, buts, and ors, we put them on hold. That's censure, not censor. So we'd like to, with the right kind of debate, have no censorship, but these folks are censuring him because they don't like what he said. He was against this national status healthcare scheme. They said, because all Americans need healthcare. Well, that's true. You know what? All Americans need food, too. If we should have the status activity to take control of all healthcare, under the guise of Americans, because Americans need health care, then Whole Foods will be taken over as well. Food Lion, this occurred to me, I was waking up today and it occurred to me that Food Lion Incorporated, I thought, you know those guys at Food Lion, they could make a better profit, but they don't. And I thought, these people must, I bet they have some kind of dedication to what they're doing. Even the executives probably have some dedication to the business itself. Succeeding for success sake, and that we are benefiting, and that food costs are kept down because these guys have the liberty to do what that good that they're inspired to do without the power of the sword. Okay, now this is what John Mackey, this article says, while Mackey, that's John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods, is worried about healthcare and stimulus spending. This is what I guess he would consider himself progressive. His name is Michael Lent. He says, he doesn't seem too worried about expensive wars and tax breaks for the wealthy and big business, such as his own, that contribute to the deficit, said Lent. Well, how do you know? What kind of strange motivation spawned that thought that he's not worried about expensive wars? There was nothing in this article that would indicate whether or not he was worried about expensive wars or not. It doesn't show anything whether he considered tax breaks for the wealthy and big businesses such as his own that contribute to the deficit, said Lent. We don't know anything about that. In fact, when we're going to go to part of this article made by Mr. John Mackey, we're going to see that he was concerned about some of these tax issues. He suggested that tax forms, this is what Mr. Mackey said, be revised to make it easier for individuals to make a, listen to this. This is what Mr. Mackey says. How about this? Let's make it so people can make a voluntary tax deductible donation to help millions of people who have no insurance. Right now, you can make a tax-deductible donation for the presidential election system. What's with that? But think about it. Would you, okay, if some of those folks that are listening here, if you're in the progressivism, would you be willing to contribute to a government healthcare system at the discretion of the government to give to whoever they want on a voluntary basis, even at the point of actually not receiving anything in return? Now, you might say, well, this is kind of bogus. Would that guy really do it? We're going to find out about this, Mr. Mackey. It says in this op-ed, Mackey outlines Whole Foods employee health insurance policy, his own company's health insurance policy. Let's read what it says. It says, according to Mackey, Whole Foods pays 100% of the premiums for all employees who work over 30 hours or more per week. And that's 89% of his workforce. So his mainstay workforce, nearly the complete amount, works over 30 hours a week and gets over 89% of his workforce. And see, that's decreasing these days. How many people are actually supporting 30 hours or more a week to get benefits? He says he pays 100%. This is his idea. He's a successful, big, wealthy, carbon footprint executive who knows how to run a very prosperous company that enables people to live healthy, and he provides 100% of the premiums. Additionally, the company gives each employee, listen to this, $1,800 per year in health care dollars, says Mackey. In other words, this is beyond their health care insurance premiums, 100% paid, that they can use at their own discretion for health and wellness expenses. That means if they want to get a membership to a health club, they can go do that. If they want to spend extra money at a health food store, they can do that. If they want to go to a spa in the Dead Sea, they can do that too. He says that this money can be put toward the $2,500 annual deductible. So look at that. It's possible that he said annual deductible that must be covered before Mackey pays, says the company's insurance plan kicks in. So it's got a fairly high $2,500 deductible. Actually, it's not really that high. That's not a catastrophic thing. You're not going to have a catastrophe for having $2,500 in health bills in a year. You can probably pull it off. But he says he'll give $1,800 that they could use to that. And I'll tell you what, folks. I mean, even a family of six, I didn't pay $1,800 in deductibles, you know, copays. I mean, we're healthy. Now, some people may need it. And I bet, you know what, you can always, there's times at work when somebody had a need, and I've done this, where somebody had a need and people just passed the hat. Let's take care of this guy's need. Okay? I will tell you, but the big talkers, I've been in a situation where I've been passing the hat, and the big talkers gave a dollar or two when somebody had mega thousands of dollars worth of need. It's amazing what people withhold. And then they wonder why we're having these problems. Our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. So one of the things that this Mackey's op-ed piece, he quoted Margaret Thatcher, and I've read his op-ed from Wall Street Journal, and it says, he quotes Margaret Thatcher right off the top. The problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. And he says, and this article says that quote has left some Whole Foods loyalists enraged. Many say that Mackey was out of line to opine, give his opinion, against the liberal base that has made his fortune possible. Christine Taylor, a 34-year-old New Jersey shopper, vowed never to step foot in another Whole Foods again. Let's see what it says here. It says, Taylor says to ABCnews.com, I think a CEO should take care that if he speaks out about politics, that his beliefs reflect at least the majority of his clients. I wonder if a majority of clients of certain organizations that are giving to certain strange entities and organizations that are concerned about their genitalia, since this is a family show, I'll use big words, and hopefully if your kids are listening, they won't get it. There's a genitalia gratification wave of our populace who are very concerned about their practices amongst each other as getting special rights. And there's companies out there that give to those groups. You know, I wonder what should we do with them? I guess we should censure them too. if we can't. It just seems there's such a sweeping wave to give special credence to people who are focused on their physical gratifications rather than loving their neighbor as herself at their self-loss. A commenter on the Whole Foods forum identified by his handle, Practice Preach, wrote, "It's an absolute slap in the face to millions of progressive-minded customers that have made Whole Foods what it is today." No, I think Mr. Mackey probably had a bit to do with providing the service to even to progressives who may have a different view than his. And I got a sense that Mr. Mackey is actually ministering to their need and living at the same time and employing people and taking care of their health care. So you progressives, it's interesting. Maybe they'll just cut off. See, watch this. It just occurred to me. Mr. Mackey has successfully come up with a health care plan that's profitable, is meeting people's needs, is helping the economy, and is feeding people. He's a successful businessman. I wonder how many successful businessmen that know how to do what Mr. Mackey has done, I wonder how many of those are actually in Congress right now. That would take an interesting survey. I wonder how that works. He says, "You should know who butters your hearth-baked bread, John," wrote the commenter. "Last time I checked, it wasn't the insurance industry conservative who made you a millionaire 100 times over. While Mackey reduced his annual..." Now watch this. It says here, we find out in this article that Mackey reduced his annual salary to $1 in 2007. After explaining to his employees he was no longer interested in working for money. He's still the head of the 10th largest food and drug store in the United States. Here's it made comment also about Tom Monaghan, founder of Domino's Pizza, who was outspoken in pro-life movement, ostracized many of his customers who weren't sure how much of the money he earned making pizza was then going to support the pro-life movement. See, he should be killing people, Mr. Domino's Pizza. Folks, that's why, and you may tell me I'm wrong, but I get the suspicion that there's a pandemic of dementia going throughout America. And you know what? Part of it is it's our worldview and we don't get it. And the tough part is even if you talk to a group that gets all impassioned about these things, and instead of talking about the finite discussion of the one thing at hand, you're bringing this thing about, well, I guess you don't care about big tax breaks and carbon footprints either, do you, big guy? What? I don't know. Is that, should we just go ahead and make sure we don't use rational discussion on one issue and get to the bottom of it before we bring in a few commas, ands, ors, nors, buts? Can't we just use some punctuation like a period and a question mark and then deal with it? That's the question. I heard a previous broadcaster in a previous segment before I came on the air had played this clip from a news person asking a direct question to a congresswoman. She wouldn't answer the question. Yesterday, he played a clip that, this was Patrick on the evil conservative. I appreciated the way he approached things. I don't think it was actually evil. So he's playing on that name. But he showed another Fox News reporter asking somebody a question about the emails going to the White House. He wouldn't answer the question. Just kept distracting. I guess what it was is part of progress. To be progressive, you've just got to keep progressing. Don't stop here and answer the question. Let's just progress. So I'm trying to be a little bit inflammatory for your entertainment's sake. And our phone number here is 888-850-1872. We're going to be going to a break shortly. And when we come back, I'm going to play something from that guy from Death Valley Days, John Wayne. Okay, that's my Cheech Marin impersonation. I'm not that good at it, but at least I'm trying. I haven't failed. I've at least made an effort. We're going to come back. I want you to tune in to our faithfreedoms.org. You have links to our podcast. Get on board Liberty Works Radio Network. Become a sponsor of this radio broadcast and partner with us to do what we can to make a difference. We could save our nation.